Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The situation in Libya is not stable due to energy disruptions, political strife, and violence. The only viable path to peace in Libya is enabling the Libyan people to choose their own leaders in national elections, said Ambassador Robert Wood, alternate representative for special political affairs at the United Nations.
We welcome the progress Libyans have made in the Egypt-hosted constitutional tract, in which Libyan leaders resolved many issues needed to hold elections. Now it is time to build on these achievements and move forward with a UN-facilitated effort to secure a broad political consensus and enable successful elections in Libya.
Building political will among all of Libya's leaders to make the hard decisions and move elections forward remains a challenge, warned Ambassador Wood. But now is the time to restore momentum, he urged. Toward that end, the United States will continue to support the work of the High National Elections Commission. Progress on the political track must be accompanied by progress on the economic and security tracks, added Ambassador Wood.
The development of a revenue management mechanism and progress in reunifying Libya's central bank will provide transparency and accountability so that the people of Libya can see how Libya's wealth is being spent.
Ambassador Wood called for the immediate withdrawal from Libya of all foreign fighters and mercenaries, including the Russian Wagner Group mercenaries. At the same time, the United States is deeply concerned by the plight of migrants in Libya. We are saddened by the continued loss of life on the Mediterranean and appalled by the inhumane treatment of migrants detained in official and unofficial detention centers, said Ambassador Wood.
We call for respect for the human rights of migrants. We support the continued work of the Commission of Inquiry and call on Libyan leaders to cooperate fully with it and with humanitarian organizations.
Libyans deserve to choose their own leaders in a government that leads to peace, stability, and prosperity. The United States stands ready to help Libya achieve those goals.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.